It's like you and I are talking right now. We don't exactly know, you know, everything we're going to say in 3-5 minutes from now.
That's exactly kind of how true.
I look at music. You know, the one thing is that that revolving circle of life and uplift is always there. No matter what you play, and every note should mean something. You know. But so you just, you, it's like a conversation. Every note you play is a conversation, but you got to swing. I've been doing something that is so out of my normal way of doing things, and it was a commitment to spending time to do a recording, which I'm sitting on it now, and it's a matter of when am I going to let it out. Like, let the bird fly.
I understand.
And I've been in a studio in and out, and it's actually been going on for over a year, because you would have 3 days here and you go there and work on the thing and the mixing of the process too. So I have a record that I might end up releasing myself that I'm really excited about. And I'll tell you, I have taken the songs of Thelonious Monk and took him to the roots.
Oh, my. I look forward
Thelonious
to that.
Thelonious was... He was from North Carolina, came to New York, and as a teenager, he lived in a neighborhood where it was all West Indians.
Yes, he did.
So I could feel that connection with his the melodies he wrote. They all connect to that certain rhythm, you know. So I got some wonderful players on it with me, and it came out very, very well. As a kid in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, I would, like so many people my age group, we spend our Saturday mornings going to the movies to see the cowboys.
Sure.
And though, of course, it was fictional and mythology, if you will, and to see, you know, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry. And I heard, that's a big part of my music, because I heard those songs as a six-year-old kid.
Sure.
And a lot of that music got into the Jamaican reggae experience, because we all saw those films, you know, everybody loved that stuff.
Sure.
So throughout my life, and maybe going back about 20 years, a revival of interest in the movies, the B-Westerns, I started going to these gatherings where a lot of other people that like that would show up. I mean, guys in their, you know, age group where they're not worried about their stomachs getting big anymore. You know? And they're walking around with a cowboy hat, even though they're from the Bronx or something.
That's,
you
right.
know. But I met Herb Jeffries, and we became really friendly.
The Bronze Buckaroo.
And Herb, who was the great baritone, bass baritone singer with Duke Ellington.
It's true.
We had a lot of great conversations, and he told me a lot of things that I hadn't been aware of. So the black cowboy and the heritage in the early times when the slaves, you know, they were welcomed in by the American Indians.
Of course.
And it's an incredible story about how the music came from these people of African heritage singing to the cows, cattle.
That's right.
Keeping them calm at night, you know. But I could go on, because it helped my outlook on things, you know, and why America is such a grand place to welcome in. And, you know, you guys like you and I.
We were talking about New Orleans. Let's going to close it out with a New Orleans national anthem, When the Saints Go Marching In, done by Monty Alexander. I want to thank you so very much.
I was about 10 years old. I saw, and I got to shake his hand, my great hero, Louis Armstrong.
So I heard.
And he sang, When the Saints Go Marching In. And I said, man, I want to do what this man is doing. It's making people happy as well as myself, you know.
That's
and
right.
So that personifies for me New Orleans and its the spirit. Yeah.